opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart with host Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist, author, and international expert in the area of grief and loss. Tune in and hear bereaved parents and siblings share their stories of loss, hope, and renewal. You will learn what they have done to cope, how they have established a new normal in their lives, and how they have gone on to do fantastic things. Dr. Gloria dedicates this show to her deceased son, Scott, and to all the parents and other family members who have lost loved ones before their time. And now, with Healing the Grieving Heart, here's your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley. Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart. My guests and I are here each week to tell you that we've made it, and so can you. We know that at times you're feeling hurt, angry, frustrated, and devastated. 25 years ago, a group of women who were feeling many of those same feelings due to their children's deaths as a result of drunk driving formed an organization that would forever change the societal fabric of our nation. Officially established September 5, 1980, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD, has helped save more than 300,000 lives since its inception. Please join us on the show, Children Killed by Drunk Drivers, by calling our toll-free number 1-866-369-3742 with questions or comments regarding the losses in your life. You can also email me through my website, healingthegrievingheart.org, about this show or previous shows. If you've missed a show, they're all archived on CompassionateFriends.org and Voice America websites. You can also obtain CDs of the show by going to Compassionate Friends website. This show is sponsored by thelibraryoflife.org, by libraryoflife.org. Don't put the duh on it or you won't be able to www. Libraryoflife.org offers you the opportunity to celebrate your child or your sibling's life by creating a website. It's really easy to use and inexpensive. It's 14 days, it's free, and then a one-time charge of $55. If you go to my site, Healing the Grieving Heart, you'll see that I put up a Library of Life site for my deceased son, Scott. It's got photos and treasured memories. Love to have you go there, and while you're there, click on memoryof.com and look at Scott's online memorial. And you can also leave me a note, and you can also look at my granddaughter Samantha's site, who will be adopting from China. You can also reach the Library of Life directly at libraryoflife.org. Today our topic is children killed by drunk drivers, and I am so pleased to have as my guest Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Glenn's election this year as National President of MAD makes him the first male and first minority president in the organization's 25-year history. On May 3, 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver whose blood level was 2.26 and was driving with a revoked license and three prior DUI convictions. Glenn has been volunteering his time and talents for more than 15 years, advancing MAD's mission at the local and state and national levels. And now, Glenn, we were talking about it, has been made the national president, and now this is, you're into a paid position, right, Glenn?
Yes, that's correct.
Congratulations on your job. It's really fantastic.
Well, thank you, Gloria. It's quite an honor to be national president, knowing the history of how many lives MAD has helped save over the years. So it is truly an honor.
Well, could you tell us a little bit about getting into MAD? How did it happen? And I know with your son Courtney's death, tell us a little bit about the whole experience.
Sure. As you mentioned, it was May 3rd, 1988, and it seems like it was just yesterday when Courtney was being babysat by his grandmother. He and two cousins heard the alluring sound of an ice cream truck in the neighborhood. He was 21 months young, followed the two cousins outside, and as he was about to cross the street, a car came barreling through going over 70 miles per hour in a residential area. Struck his body over 150 feet before the car finally came to a stop, and obviously Courtney died instantly. Mm-hmm. It was devastating. My wife at the time was on her way to pick him up, not being able to get there because the streets were blocked off, emergency vehicles and everything, and noticing a helicopter landing in the street. And then finally making it through the crowd and seeing that it was her precious, as we called it, taken to the helicopter and then airlifted away.
Oh, my goodness. And Grandma, I know you're a grandpa, and I'm a grandma.
Yeah.
And what a thing.
Yeah, so I guess it was a blessing for me not to know what had happened until I finally reached the hospital that night. It was probably, I think, 2.5 hours later. And that's when they sat me down and told me that my youngest son, Courtney, didn't survive. And, you know, then that, yeah, another life began. As I look back, it was totally a different type of life that myself would have as well as my family.
A life that you hadn't planned.
Correct, yeah. You know, it didn't hit me till the next day when I read the newspaper. My neighbor brought the newspaper to me, and that's when I saw that the driver who had killed my son, I thought it was an accident. They told me what happened. I can imagine what took place. But when I read in the newspaper that the driver of the vehicle was a repeat offender, he had been arrested 3 times previously, had a BAC, as you mentioned, a .26, which is 3 times the limit, and was driving on a revoked license. You begin
That's
to understand,
incredible.
Yeah, why people are shocked and angered. Why is this guy, first of all, out of jail, let alone in a car?
Right. And what came up for you when you read that? I mean, you must have just, was it anger, shock? You know, you're in shock anyway. It's only that day, right?
I think all of it. Anger and shock. But, you know, at the same time, you're grieving.
Right, exactly.
And knowing my son's gone, and it still hasn't hit me, because that day I had to go with a friend to go to the morgue to identify the body. You know, the damage is so much to his head. None of my family members saw his body.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go with a friend to identify, and I'm thinking the whole night, you know, hey, if it's to identify a body, maybe it wasn't my son.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it doesn't hit you yet, no.
Right, yeah, you're still in denial. The body has a way of protecting itself in the mind, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So that's basically how I kind of, I'll say shortly after that, my attorney suggested I call MAD.
Now, did you see him before you read it in the paper? Did you identify the body before or after?
It was the next day.
But did you read the paper before you went to identify the body or after?
Yes, before.
Oh, my goodness. So you had me identified the body and you read, so there's some awareness coming there. You read that this child has been killed, that's your child.
And
you haven't even seen him yet, and you're thinking, well, maybe it wasn't him,
right?
As you go there. Wow. Yeah.
So, of course, reality starts to hit you, you know, every hour. The hints that it is real. Like I said, going there to the morgue and seeing my friend come out of the room and seeing his face and knowing it's bad news.
Right. Did you see him or did you, just your friend?
Just my friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he came out and told you and you saw him. Did you hug him? Did he hug you, or were you?
And it was again the pastor from my church that was there with me.
Uh-huh.
And then you start to think, God, what is going on? And you try to start putting your life together, and you know, again, you go through the steps of planning for the funeral, and then also making plans to see if you can make a difference in courts, because this guy, hey, what's he doing out of jail anyway? You gotta fight back.
So it's kind of two minds. One mind is grieving terribly, and the other mind's planning.
Yeah, and that's tough. It's hard to describe, but you know, maybe people don't realize what you have to actually go through, the grieving, and then also keeping a mind enough to make a difference in the court. And
mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do, is stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's
incredible.
It's a challenge.
Have to stay strong. So your lawyer suggested that you get in touch with MAD the very next day.
Yeah. Well, I said within that week. Within
mm-hmm.
that week. And it's probably the best advice anyone's given me, because I did make the phone call, and I'm thinking, you know, Lena, who was my wife, her and I would go down there. Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I'm thinking, yeah, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Having seen my son being airlifted, she was devastated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she couldn't make it to that meeting.
So she saw them pick him up and put him in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and they didn't take her with them, obviously, right? In the
correct.
And
correct.
So she just sees him fly up in the air. That's got to be very tough. Very tough.
So once we made that contact with MAD, they showed compassion. I met two women who lost their daughters, both of them were young, I'd say between the age of 20 and 22, the president of MAD and also the victim advocate named Janet. And Janet and I connected that day, and she kind of helped me, allowed me to grieve. Something that I was not able to do through that week, going through the funeral and, you know, everyone telling you as a man, you got to stay strong for your family.
Right.
And she allowed me to cry.
Uh-huh. Gave you that space.
Yeah, and the hugs and, oh, man, it was so comforting to have somebody that understood what I was about to go through. Even though she was a woman, she understood what I was about to have to, the grieving, you know, journey that I would have to take. So,
yes, it's not just at the moment, is it? It's the journey.
Yes.
The journey.
Yes.
That she understood.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, I want to take a break right now. It's time for our first break, and I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, and please stay tuned to hear more from my guest, Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Glenn's election this year as the National President of MAD makes him the first male and minority president in the organization's 25-year history. In 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver whose blood level was three times that of the legal level, and his license was revoked with three prior DUI driving intoxicated convictions. Today's show is sponsored by the Library of Life. The Library of Life offers you the opportunity to celebrate your child or sibling's life by creating a website. It's easy to use, very inexpensive. First 14 days are free, and then a one-time charge of $55, and it'll be on the web forever. Check it out at libraryoflife.org or my website, healingthegrievingheart.org. If you'd like to join our show today, please call our toll-free number, 1-866-369-3742. You can also email me by going to my website, healingthegrievingheart.org. Please stay tuned with Dr. Gloria Horsley and Glenn Birch.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, tune in to hear Healing with Pat Honeyotis. Pat will interview authors and experts in the field of alternative and traditional medicine and discuss current issues. Accurate information will be provided, beliefs and practices will be shared, and listener questions will be answered. This show is about helping educate listeners to become empowered so that they can make informed choices regarding their physical, spiritual, and emotional health. So tune in to hear Healing with Pat Honeyotis and learn more about your healthcare options. Only on the world's elite health station, your life, your health, your network, Voice America Health and Wellness.
We all want to improve the environment, but not all of us are willing to make radical changes in our lifestyle to help. If you're one of the millions of people who want to change the world without changing your life, tune in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for The Lazy Environmentalist with Josh Dorfman. The Lazy Environmentalist is about easily and effortlessly greening our modern lifestyles without ever sacrificing style. Host Josh Dorfman will bring together designers, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are rapidly making the modern green lifestyle a reality. So help your world and help yourself by listening to The Lazy Environmentalist with Josh Dorfman every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffered the loss of a child.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, and our topic today is children killed by drunk driving. This show is sponsored by LibraryofLife.org. Library of Life technology has made it possible for me to create my own memorial website for my deceased son, Scott. and also a celebration site for my new granddaughter. And it's easy to use, and it's on the web permanently, and it's only $55 to have it permanently on the web. Check it out by visiting my website at healingthegrievingheart.org or go directly to libraryoflife.org and learn how to set up your own site. CDs of Healing the Grieving Heart can be purchased through the CompassionateFriends.org or by calling toll-free 1-877-969-0010 or visiting CompassionateFriends.org. Remember, if you've missed a show, they're archived on CompassionateFriends.org and Voice America websites. If you want to join our show, the number is 1-866-369-3742, and you can email me at my website, HealingTheGrievingHeart.org. Our topic today is children killed by drunk drivers, and I'm very pleased to have as my guest Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, NAD. Glenn's election this year as National President of MAD makes him the first male and minority president in the organization's 25-year history. In 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver. Glenn has been volunteering his time and talents for more than 15 years, advancing MAD's mission on a local, state, and national level. Well, Glenn, again, welcome back to the show. And before we took our break, we were talking about your son Courtney's death and that your first MAD meetings and how supportive they were and how helpful. And I don't know that much about MAD because my son was killed not in an automobile accident, but with no drunk driving involved. But could you tell me what it would be like for our listeners to go to a meeting and how often do they meet and what is that like?
Sure. And again, I'm sorry for your loss and know that you understand about surviving. And that's one thing that really stands out in my mind when I made my first contact with MAD and my victim advocate, whose name was Janet Dunnigan, is she let me know convincingly that I can survive this.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I understood that and felt comfortable is because she had survived by losing her daughter as well.
And you just saw her there and knew that we could make it.
Yes. I mean, she really gave me the comfort level to understand that. And again, it's nothing that happened in one visit or two visits, but several visits that brought me to a comfort level to come back. It was inviting for me to come back because I knew I could get something from the meetings there. And that's what is so important about MAD, because we help survivors survive. And that's what she did for me. And those meetings are...
How often are they?
It all depends on... where you are in the chapter. Generally, we have meetings every month, once a month. And you can go to the MAD office, though, any day, at any time, and share time with the victim advocate as you may need it. So individually, we have a trained victim advocate that can assist with the emotional support, also give more information, be it through court procedures that you're needing, or just information on how you can survive. Obviously, financially, it may hurt you because of the funeral cost and expenses. You may be out of work for a few months or several months, and mm-hmm. you may have incurred injuries that may take you out of work. And they can give you information on how to get financial aid and support during your hardships.
And you have, what, 600 chapters? Is that, how many offices do you have around the United States?
Yeah, around the United States, you're right. It's about 600 different chapters.
Uh-huh.
And
people
so,
would go on the web to find out how to...
Yes, they can, at www.mad.org. And we have over 1,200 trained victim advocates nationwide that can assist. Mm-hmm. And while I'm at it, I want to make sure I mention a phone number that's new that we just started this year. And it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. It's 1-877-MAD-HELP. MADDHELP, and a trained advocate or counselor will be on the phone to assist them, and that way we can direct them where to go locally and get the help from MAD. So we want to be there.
Okay, and we'll mention that again at the end of the show. Glenn, could you talk about your court experience a little bit?
Sure. MAD was there every step of the way. They helped me, first of all, going to court. That's the first time I've ever experienced court other than a traffic ticket. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
However, an advocate being there side by side with me every day helped me. They were there to assist me with a victim impact statement, which gives me the right to tell the judge how my life was impacted, how the offender impacted my family's life. So I have a say in court, and they help me write the statement and so I can address the court system. And being there with the support of other volunteers, it made a major difference, not only in the court system, but for me, to know that I have somebody to help me with the support. And with
how
that,
did you feel, pardon, how did you feel about seeing the man who hit your son the first time?
Wow, that was tough. My whole family felt it. I'm very uncomfortable. He had a daughter there as well, and you know, she thought of him as her father, of course, not doing anything wrong. But it was tough looking at him. But we, of course, knew by what Matt was suggesting, make sure that we stayed pretty calm and we would make it through, you know, get a guilty verdict. So it was good seeing the man who did kill my son. It helped it make it more real in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a monster, as most people think. You know, they view this person. He's just an average guy making a bad choice, and obviously his choice caused the death of my son.
It's pretty incredible. I was thinking about it, having you on the show, that here's a person who's an alcoholic and who now is not drinking at all. I mean, for years, he's not drinking anymore. It's an interesting idea of the world, isn't it, to think. I mean, I don't know what he's thinking. It's very, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a caller. Let's take a call.
Okay.
We have a call?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Glenn, it was a pleasure to meet you. I attended the MAD conference in Washington, and I really enjoyed the workshops and the events that they held there. They are truly doing so much work for us. My son was killed 2 years ago by a drunk driver, a first-time offender.
Mm-hmm.
My question, of course, the devastation that my husband and I have been through, he was our only child, and he was 17 and a half years old. What are we doing to prevent this from happening for first-time offenders? There's no way that we can put a price on our loss or on the victims who have survived these horrible tragedies or accidents, crashes. But what are we doing to prevent this from happening from first-time offenders? I mean, I don't know if there's a way that we can do that, but I certainly think that they should be looking at that because of the cost alone. But then, you cannot put a price on a loss of a person.
Mm-hmm. Darlene, before Glenn answers that, I would just want to say I'm very sorry to hear about your loss. My son was 17 also, and it's a horrendous thing, and I'm very sorry about that. And Glenn, could you help her out?
Sure, and thanks for calling in, Eileen. 2 years is, gosh, that's
not,
just like yesterday.
Not much time, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought this up because it's not only the repeat offenders that are out there killing, it's first-time offenders. Two-thirds are first-time offenders, and we know that first-time offenders doesn't mean that's the first time they were caught.
Absolutely.
And so what we are doing nationally is we're making sure that we have stronger alliance on law enforcement. Just talking quickly, is sobriety checkpoints. We are heavy on having more publicized sobriety checkpoints because it's scientifically based study that shows that they will reduce alcohol fatalities by at least 20%. So it's making sure the driver is aware so they don't get behind the wheel is the answer. And then, of course, making sure that we have the strong enforcement there. And, you know, we have to make the public understand that it is not that monster, as I tried to describe a little bit earlier, that repeat offender that's doing all the killing. It's people who are the casual drinkers that make a mistake that one time that put themselves at risk and our kids, you know, at risk. So
we are
making a difference more so now in making sure that the public is aware. It's not just repeat offenders, but everyone is at risk.
Eileen, thank you so much for calling into the show, and good luck. And
thank you.
I'm glad to hear that you're going to MAD and getting involved with groups. I think it's really important. And later on, you might want to try the Compassionate Friends, too.
And
I've been involved with both. I'm actually a member of the MAD New Hampshire chapter. And, you know, now I'm on a mission in memory of my son because no parent should have to go through this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, blessings on you, and we're there with you, and take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And thanks
for
calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah.
We do have another caller?
Yeah, this is Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart.
Yes, I'm calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Right. Good to talk to you. Did you have a question?
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. You know what? You know, Carl, can you stay on until after break?
I sure can.
Okay, we're going to take a break now, and coming up to break, and I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. Today's show is sponsored by the Library of Life. The Library of Life offers you the opportunity to celebrate your child or sibling's life by creating a website. It's easy to use, very inexpensive. First 14 days are free, and then a one-time charge for only $55 will be on the web forever. Check it out on my site, healingthegrievingheart.org, or go to libraryoflife.org. Please stay tuned to hear more from my guest, Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Glenn is the first male and minority president of the in the organization's 25-year history. In 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver. Glenn and I will be talking more with our guests on Healing the Grieving Heart. And if you'd like to join our show, our number is 1-866-369-3742. Or you can email me by going to my website, healingthegrievingheart.org.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough.
Did you know your child's asthma attacks can be triggered by things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear?
I feel like I'm choking.
And there are many other things in your home and your child's classroom you may not know about. For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Help prevent your child's asthma attacks and avoid the emergency room. Call toll-free 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Or visit www.noattacks.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get Power Healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how power healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffered the loss of a child.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. This show is sponsored by LibraryofLife.org, offering you the opportunity to celebrate a friend or family member's life by creating a website. It's easy to use and very inexpensive. The first 14 days are free, and then for a one-time charge of $55, it'll be on the web forever. Please visit my website, healingthegrievingheart.org, click on Library of Life, and click on memoryof.com, and look at my son Scott's online memorial. You can also click on Celebration and see the website for my granddaughter Samantha, who's being adopted from China. You can reach the Library of Life directly at libraryoflife.org. My guest today is Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Glenn's election this year as National President of MAD makes him the first male and minority president in the organization's 25-year history. In 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver whose blood level was 2.26 and was driving with a revoked license and three prior DUI convictions. Glenn has been volunteering for more than 15 years with MAD and advancing their cause. Glenn, before break, we were talking about people whose children had been killed in accidents. We'd taken a call from Eileen, and now we have asked Carl to wait on the line for us. And, Carl, do we have you on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, Carl, welcome to the show, Healing the Grieving Heart.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you call in. I know your daughter was killed in a DWI accident.
Yes. My daughter was killed 7.5 years ago. It was a kind of a very complicated situation wherein she was killed by my ex-wife. She was a passenger in a vehicle operated by my ex-wife.
Uh-huh. And you're a highway patrolman, is that right?
Yes, I'm a state trooper, and so it kind of adds a little bit more layers of complication to it that way.
Yeah. Glenn was saying that he thought maybe you're on the cover of something of MAD, is that right? Is that you?
Yes. My daughter's story was picked up by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and they did an initiative on child endangerment, which unfortunately my daughter's story was a perfect fit for. Impaired drivers transporting children while impaired.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We are, as you know, very, very sorry to hear about your daughter and everything that's happened. Did you have a question for Glenn or I? Or?
Well, I just wanted to first off say hello. Uh-huh. Glenn, I've made your acquaintance several years ago.
Yes, I remember you.
I'm also had the honor to meet Dr. Horsley, and so it's good to hear both of you together. I'm a member of MAD, and I'm actively involved in a lot of things that MAD does, both on a state and national level. I'm also a member of Compassionate Friends, and I've similar things on a state and local, on a national level. I've been quite involved with Compassionate Friends. So, number one, I want to offer kudos to you two and all that you do. And number two, I suppose I just want to offer encouragement, because I have certainly in my lifetime encountering the death of my child was an experience that I just couldn't have made it through without support groups such as Compassionate Friends and Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Mm-hmm. So your suggestion is, there are other folks that are on the line, this is a good thing to do.
Absolutely. In terms of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, as a state trooper, I have always needed their activism in the background. Because we would have the same frustrations of seeing defendants set free and slack penalties and problems in the courtroom with the societal view of impaired driving. And MAD was a forceful presence in getting change in the system. And then when the worst of the worst happened in my life and I lost my daughter, because of this kind of an offense, I had to lean heavily first on MAD for support in what do I do next, how do I construct my victim impact statement, how do I even handle this.
It's incredible that having it be your ex-wife, too. I mean, that was her daughter who died in the crash, right?
That's correct.
This is Glenn Carl, and again, thank you for being on the call. And I tell you, your story is incredible, but it's a major inspiration for others that are out there to know that you can survive. I've met you, many times, and I tell you, your child on the cover is an inspiration to me. Knowing first of all that you were an officer that sees what happens out there in the highways. Secondly, having your wife be the person who killed your loved one, and to battle that and still go on and make a difference and be a survivor as well is all a true inspiration for all the callers that are listening now, that you can make it, you can survive. And it's not an easy journey, and I'm sure you'll be able to tell them that. However, you are really a true inspiration, and thanks for being on the call and keeping up your work. And your efforts are saving hundreds of lives, I'm sure, because of the message, the child does not have a choice, and every child deserves a designated driver, a driver who is sober, and you're getting out that message with your story. And again, thanks for calling in, but you're an inspiration for me.
You are for me too, Carl. You're a great guy, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
All right. I think we have another caller now, Joan from New York. Joan, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi, Joan. Welcome to Healing the Grieving Heart.
I thank you for taking my phone call. Our younger son was killed in a car crash involving the driver with a blood alcohol of 0.24. And we attended the MAD meetings, both the chapter meetings and the support meetings that they offered. And our MAD advocate, which was Sue, was very helpful. Well, 2 years passed before the case of the state versus the driver went to court. At the end of the trial, the jurors found the impaired driver guilty of DUI, but not guilty of vehicular homicide. And I can't even have words that express how devastated our family was that the criminal justice system failed, because this man was not held accountable for his actions when he made the choice to drink and drive that night that resulted in our son's death. We quit attending MAD meetings because we did not feel like we belonged anymore because of the verdict. And now when people ask, how did your child die, I can't, just to be politically correct, I can't say a drunk driver killed my son for fear that he or his family could sue us. And I'm just wondering, there's probably no easy answer for that of how you answer a question. It's almost like when you meet somebody and they say, how many children do you have? My other question is, do you have any suggestions or advice as to how a person can work through their hurt, anger, and disappointment and the helplessness after going through the legal system as we did?
Well, Joan, first of all, I want to say I'm very, very sorry about your loss and your journey, and thank you so much for calling the show. And Glenn, there are a couple of really tough questions, and what a tough story. Do you
yes.
want to make a comment?
Yes, I do. And again, I do empathize with your hurt and your pain. And you brought up a good point, because often a guilty verdict brings a little closure on the court system, because you did win something. And having not closure, I'm sure the struggle and surviving is a little bit tougher. And what I suggest, again, is staying in touch with MAD, because the victim advocate is there to support you throughout the grieving process. And you need a support system. We want to be part of that support system, but it may, you may need people at home as well, with family and friends, to help you along with those needs. But staying active and making a difference with your story is, I think, very positive and fulfilling as you're still going through that journey of accepting. And it takes a while to accept, as I mentioned, because you don't have a guilty verdict. But as we know, it's the accepting of the death that we have to really rely on and hope that we can become better survivors instead of the verdict itself. And that takes a while. It's a long journey, but I encourage you to keep up the faith and realize, too, that something positive can truly come out of your efforts, and it will.
Now, one of the things that I think Joan has a bit of a problem on, Glenn, is that one of the things that helps us to deal with this and get it straight is telling our story. It sounds like she's having a bit of trouble telling her story because she can't blame the person who killed her child driving.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes her story a little, and she probably wouldn't be able to talk about it at MAD, right? She could talk to her victim's advocate maybe about her feelings. Would that be a safe place? Or?
We accept anyone who's going through, obviously it doesn't have to be a verdict for us to help them. We want to help all the survivors, as many as we can, all victims. So yes, she can still get the help from the victim advocate, and it's good to tell your story however the verdict comes out.
Right.
It's important
to talk
about. And
you can tell your story about that you're angry, but obviously, Joan, the problem with Joan is she has to have special places to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good maybe to even have a therapist who has had a child die and has maybe been through it where you can go let it all hang out, where it will be very private.
And that was the advice that helped me through my grieving, is I took the advice of my victim advocate and got counseling to help me through that, professional counseling.
Yeah, as a therapist, I know sometimes you need the opportunity to keep telling your story over and over and be angry about it and be unreasonable and be every way you want to be. Look at it from every direction. So you might want to think about that, Joan, if it's still kind of riding you there. But thank you very much for calling into the show. And again, good luck. And as Glenn and I say, we've made it, and we know you can too.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, Glenn, I wanted to ask you about your anger. How did you, and I think that's a little bit of what Joan was talking about, how did you deal with your anger? What happened with it?
After the verdict, you get that out of the way, but then you have to keep living, keep surviving. And as I mentioned to you, I started getting counseling and support with my family and then doing things, looking at how I can help and still get that message across about my son's death. And MAD was the perfect venue for me to be able to do that. And one way, again, was telling and talking about my son's death. And it became more of a reality each and every day and every year thereafter. Very painful. I remember locking myself up in rooms at times and just wondering, what am I going to do? But the support group that I have with my contact with my family and all helped me make it through it each day thereafter. So I had a way of talking about it, and Matt gave me that avenue of to continue to talk about it. And that was in front of people who were offenders, who were court sentenced to hear my story and how it's affected my life. And that's really what happened over the years, and then again, be more
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to get into that a little bit in helping people deal with anger over these kind of losses. Also, when we get back, I'd like to know if there are any areas, Glenn, that you feel we've missed or comments you want to make before the show ends. It's time for our final break, and I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. This show has been brought to you by LibraryofLife.org, which offers a unique way to celebrate the life and to share your memories online forever. LibraryofLife.org offers you the opportunity to create memorial or celebration websites that are easy to use and edit. You can share your memories or tell a life story with pictures, audio, and video clips. Check it out at LibraryofLife.org or on my website, HealingTheGrievingHeart.org. Please stay tuned for more from Dr. Gloria Horsley and Glenn Birch.
The Compassionate Friends Self-Help Bereavement Support Organization has nearly 600 chapters in the United States, offering friendship, understanding, and hope to families that have experienced the death of a child, no matter the age or cause. If your family has suffered this tragic loss, there is no reason for you to walk this difficult journey alone. Many who have had a child die have learned how helpful it is to be able to talk or just listen in a group setting with those who truly understand the pain of losing a child. To locate a chapter near you or to receive a free comprehensive bereavement packet, including a copy of the Compassionate Friends National Magazine, We Need Not Walk Alone, call toll-free 877-969-0010. You are also invited to visit the TCF National website at CompassionateFriends.org.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is the program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and blocks and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problem, as well as your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Women, do you feel that you're too old to be active, too old to be beautiful, too old to have fun, or too old to be fabulous? Well, if that's what you think, then there's good news for you. You're wrong. Tune in to Voice America every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Aging Outside the Box, Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell. Aging Outside the Box is a fabulous, fun program that gives you every reason to feel greater than you ever have. Host Shirley Mitchell and O.E. Cruiser Small will cover phenomenal topics such as women's issues, health, diet, exercise, nutrition, faith, travel, and many other concerns for women of all ages. Feel young, feel smart, and feel fabulous by tuning in to Aging Outside the Box. Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
We now rejoin Dr. Gloria on Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal for those who suffered the loss of a child.
Welcome back to Healing the Grieving Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley. My guest today is Glenn Birch, National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. Glenn's election this year as National President of MAD makes him the first male and minority president in the organization's 25-year history. In 1988, Glenn's son Courtney was hit and killed by a drunk driver. Glenn has been volunteering his time and talents for more than 15 years, advancing MAD's mission at the local and national level. Glenn, before break, I ask you if you felt there were any points that we missed. Did you have any?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that our victim advocates are just waiting to help as many victims as we can, be it injured or bereaved. Again, we can have the number 1-877-MAD-HELP, where they can call and talk to us.
You want to repeat that once more for me?
Sure. 1-877-MAD-HELP is the number that you can contact us 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And I'm sure they can get that on the web, too, right?
Yes. Yeah,
and what would they go to the web for?
MAD.org for anything and everything they want to know about MAD. It covers our victim services as well and outlines what we can and how we can help. And we're talking about moving beyond the anger of after you come to realization that your son or daughter or whomever has been killed, and how MAD, for example, can help. And I know speaking about my son's story was one way. Helping people with victim advocacy is another way. You know, I'm certified to help as well. But then there's legislation work that we could, you know, people who are interested in helping us in that way or volunteering their time, and there's many, many things that they can do to help them move beyond the anger and help and remember their loved one in a positive way. We just want to be there and help them as much as we can. So it's an organization that has, again, many affiliates out there across the nation, and it's almost been our best-kept secret because as I travel throughout the U.S., lots of folks don't understand that we've offered the free victim services.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that. I knew you did a lot of legislation, and I know some of the things that you've really been responsible for in your success are the designated driver idea.
Mm-hmm.
That came from MAD, I heard.
We made that a household name now.
Yeah, and now we all know what it is. Let's find a designated driver and hand me your keys and, you know, all those kinds of things that we're all aware of now. And then the minimum drinking age in the United States is, what, now 21?
21 now. And every state has the .08 as the illegal limit. So that happened.
What was it before you started?
It was .10.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come a long ways on that. And I hope, with it being our 25th anniversary and the first dad to be national president, that people understand that we're not an organization of just mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're fathers, uncles, aunts, children, anyone who is a concerned citizen, and victims can be a part of our organization, and we could make a difference. It's going to take all of us to make a difference.
Now, how was it? How did it impact you being a male and an Afro-American attending your first meeting? Was it any different for you? Or?
I was hesitant because of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the name, you know, any time I saw Matt on national television, it was a spokeswoman, a mother. So I was surprised to know that they accepted men, and, you know, again, it's just the first thinking, the first impression. And minorities, we have diverse outreach for anyone, and so by me being a minority, I hope that people understand that we're there for everyone. So, yeah, I was hesitant at first because of the name, but men have been, our makeup is about 60-40, 60% women, 40% men. Men are involved, and men hurt as well, but men also want to find the solution.
So that you see them a little different, they're planning and working on solution more than women, and would you say, or?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How do men cope with loss? And is it different than women?
Yes, it is different. And we have even with our support groups for men, because men do grieve differently than women. Children grieve differently than adults, so we have to recognize that and look at it and how we can improve and accept them. As I mentioned, it's men can't cry.
Mm-hmm.
as they say, but we all know everyone's human, and we cry, we hurt just like any other human being, and so we've got to be able to have the support groups and support systems out there as well.
Now, I wanted to get back to a little Courtney. Do you have any rituals that your family does to remember Courtney?
You know, I journal every so often, and I go by when I'm home. I may think about him and find myself going by his grave probably, you know, it's not an average. I may go by there once or twice a month, or maybe a few months that pass, but whenever I think about him very strongly, I go there. When I go through grocery stores, his favorite fruit was bananas. I've got to walk through the bananas.
Right.
And I'm smiling, and I'll get me one or two bananas, and I'll buy them just so I can take it home and just remember how he used to stuff that whole banana in his mouth. So, you know, there's good feelings and remembrances that I have that I'll always cherish, and those are the things that help me survive over the years, is remembering the good memories about him.
If you had one suggestion to give to other people who have recently lost a child, what would it be?
I would say keep the faith and realize that you can survive and find a support system to help you survive. I wish there were more out there, Matt is there, and I want everyone to realize that we're waiting for them, and if we can help, we will. We want to. So please get a support system no matter where it is, be it your family or counseling, professional counseling, or a group like Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
And Compassionate Friends is also out there for you.
Absolutely. They're great friends with Matt.
Well, it's time to close our show. And, Glenn, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. It's just been a pleasure to talk to you, and it's a wonderful thing to know that you're there as National President of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. And I want to say that we know that Courtney must have been a very, very special little guy. And I know all my listeners and I want to thank you for volunteering your time and talents and now in a paid position for MAD. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure. It shows like this that help make a major difference. So I encourage everyone out there listening, you can make it through. You can become a survivor.
Absolutely. And this show will be repeated again today at 12 noon Pacific time if you'd like to listen to it. And then you can get it will be on archives of CompassionateFriends.org, and also it will be on VoiceAmerica.org. So please tune in and listen if you missed this show. And we'll be making CDs of this show, and they'll probably be out in maybe a month. So thanks again so much for being on the show, Glenn.
Sure. Thank you.
This show is sponsored today by LibraryofLife.org, offering you the opportunity to celebrate your family's milestones and memories by creating a website. It's easy to author and edit, and a one-time charge of $55 will keep your site on the web forever. CDs of Healing the Grieving Heart can also be purchased through the CompassionateFriends.org or by calling 1-877-969-0010 or visiting CompassionateFriends.org's website. My guest next week will be Tom Riley, best-selling author of Next of Kin, A Brother's Journey to Wartime Vietnam. His is truly an amazing story of courage and love. Please tune in. And remember to tune in next week. This is Dr. Gloria. Tune in Thursday at 9 Pacific Standard Time, 12 Eastern, for more of Healing the Grieving Heart, a show of hope and renewal and support. Remember, others have been there before you and made it. You can too. You need not walk alone. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Gloria Horsley.
Thank you for joining us today on Healing the Grieving Heart. Join us again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.